Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A this morning on KSJE, and I'm happy to welcome back to KSJE my guest this morning, filmmaker Holt Hamilton, is joining us this morning from his office in Arizona. Holt, good morning. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be here.
Thank you very much. And you are just about to unwrap your latest film here in the area and across the region. How many theaters have you been able to get your film into this weekend?
We open in a whopping 12.
All right.
It's big for us, but when you compare to Hollywood, like 3,500, we still have a ways to go. But we're excited, very, very excited to get it out there.
You bet. Well, and again, thanks to all the theater owners, right, who agree to show your film and the local audiences who will hopefully come out and support it. So let's talk a little bit about this latest film. As always, I think it touches a little bit on the culture here in the Four Corners and some other elements too, right? Touch the Water. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, very grateful for the theater, especially there in Farmington, Gallup, New Mexico. Allen Theaters have always been very supportive of our film. We just finished the film literally last week, had to do some changes and all those things. And so with Allen Theaters, was able to book it based off of the trailer and past relationships. So yeah, without the theater saying yes, we wouldn't be able to be playing. The film story, it's, you know, Touch the Water. It's about an 80-year-old Native woman trying to find purpose in life.
Right.
And it's her journey to, you know, her daughter's trying to put her in an assisted living, a nursing home. And she's like, I still have life. I'm still alive. There's still things I can do. And it's that kind of a story that we're going for, kind of focusing more on our elders, our seniors.
Yeah, right. Well, and you know what? We have the trailer, so I should probably just start with that. We can show everyone the trailer if folks are watching on video, and I don't know why you wouldn't be to see us this morning. But let's show the trailer of Touch the Water, and then we'll talk more about the film with my guest, Holt Hamilton. Let's take a look.
It's calling me again. I see the ocean, and I try, but I just can't touch it.
So who's all been to the ocean?
I haven't. I can't even swim.
I can't either. I'm scared of the water.
I can teach you.
Teach me what?
To swim.
Mom, do you expect us to take you to California for Christmas?
Jessica, I know that you have your own life to live.
Does that mean you're not going then?
Oh, I'm still going.
How? You don't have a car. You don't have a license anymore.
Jessica, honey, I'm not dead yet.
Sharks!
Oh, I would have got in, but I didn't want to do my hair three times this week.
With the osteoporosis, Daisy, the next accident could be devastating.
My father, your grandfather, was from the Water Clan. He loved the water. He wanted me, his only daughter, to have that same connection to the water that he had. I have to go for him, for us, for the water.
Maybe you need to take this trip. For you.
We're going!
Your dream is happening. Going to swim in the ocean, or at least dip our toes in the water.
Touch the Water, opening this weekend across the region. Holt Hamilton, the writer, director of the film, is my guest this morning. And wow, that touches on a lot of different levels, doesn't it? At least what we saw in the trailer.
Yes. Yep. It's rather a simple story, though. Story of a, you know, an older woman trying to find and keep her independence. And
right.
Also, you know, purpose in life, so.
Indeed, and I think a lot of families are dealing with that these days. And what was your inspiration for this story?
Yeah, I was actually out in, you know, I'm based in Arizona and out in San Diego on the ocean. I was coaching a cross-country team, and we did a kind of a fun end of the season run out there. And I was on my own little run in the morning, and I was running down the pier out into the ocean. It comes to the end, and you know, you turn around and go around the other side and go back to land. And as I started to get to that end, there was a very old woman and a man. She was in a wheelchair, and he was pushing her around the corner. And the look on her face and his face, that they were happy, they were content. That image stuck with me. And that's kind of the origin of the idea, is just like, you know, here's this very, very old couple, and they're living life, they're where they want to be. And so that image, I just built off that image and said, well, what if it's a native woman in Arizona, New Mexico area that wants, you know, in the Southwest, that wants to go see the ocean? And that's kind of where it started.
Right. Got you. And I was going to ask you about that connection to the Navajo Nation, Native tribes, the water clan and things along that line. There seems to always be a connection in many of your films. That's an important thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah. This film, we really focused in on, you know, the humanness of the film, about this older woman that maybe in some ways has been forgotten by her family. You know, no one comes around to visit her. Her daughter's lives close by, but she could live on the other side of the country, you know, with how much she visits, and just that struggle, that loneliness, that, you know, feeling like, oh, I'm here, I'm still alive, but, you know, what's my purpose? I've lived a great life, but I still am alive. I'm still going. What is there for me to do? Is there anything for me to do? And so we see a lot of those emotions that play out in this film. I worked in a care facility when I was in school, and, you know, I took care, I took care of elders in their homes as well. And so I kind of, a little bit familiar with that struggle. And, you know, in my own family too, I think we're all connected with, you know, grandparents and, or parents, and kind of that other aspect, you know, the baby's coming into life, and then that other side of life where, you know, our elders are at. And,
right.
And so it was a really heartfelt film for me to connect with. And
sure. Well, and again, I think too, you know, when we see our elderly, and sometimes we don't pay them maybe as much attention as we should, or they feel maybe forgotten about, and they still have something to contribute to the family, to society. It sounds like those are some of the themes here as well.
Oh, for sure. And that contribution to society is a big part of me. I just see, you know, our elders that have so much experience, so much knowledge, so much wisdom, that there's things that I feel like we're losing when we don't have that relationship with our own specifically, but also others that, you know, in our community, that there's things that we don't have to go through because they've went through it and we can learn from them. And I feel like there's being a breakdown of that intergenerational connection. And that's the heart of the film for me, is just like, our elders are important. How can we serve each other and help each other, and just part of our family, part of our community, and the importance that we all have and bring. And so it's sad when I think of elders that are alone or that are feeling forgotten. And so I hope this movie changes that and kind of helps us, like, wow, we need to take better care of our grandmas and our grandpas and help.
Right. Reconnect.
In any way we can.
Maybe a reconnection in some
exactly.
Families. Yeah. You talked a little bit about the challenges of being a smaller film producer and director and putting a project like this together. What was the timeline? When did you start putting pen to paper, I guess, with the story? And you mentioned you were producing or shooting some of this or editing some of this up until just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah. So when did this all start, though? How long did it take you to put together?
So that experience, that the spark of the idea on the ocean in San Diego was 2019, right before COVID.
So wow.
It coming out this month, almost to the date, it's almost four years exactly. And I know that four years is a four is a good number. But we were ready to go, the script, finding actors, getting the film up and running. It was supposed to come out 2020, but something else happened.
Something we may have heard of. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this, I kind of joked that this is our COVID baby, but it really is. So that set us back. Well, like everybody set us back a few years. And so, but yeah, it's been 4 years. That's probably the hardest thing, was just going through COVID,
right,
for all of us, but for this movie, looking at it specifically, is trying to, get, when can we start filming? We need to wait till it's, when is it safe to go back? Just that's been the biggest struggle. And then all my films, very, very small amount of financial funds to play with. This one is on the same level as Turquoise Rose with how much money we had, very little. And so Phil, we've done some great things, and I hope those, all of us, any of you that have followed the journey from Turquoise Rose on through, this is our sixth film. I hope when you see it at the theater, I hope you see that we're still not, there 100%, but we're still, our films, our quality, hopefully all those things, you see that there's improvement and we're getting better and better. And I've said for a long time that I need to make 12 films before I know what I'm doing. And so I'm halfway. This is number six. But I hope you see there is progress being made, and quality, and especially the heart. I hope you all feel the heart that's in it, and catch kind of the vision and the feeling of the story. We have a first time actor.
Right.
Percy on me, first time, she's ever been in a film. And so that was another big challenge, this actor who, if you want to find someone's going to play like an 80-year-old Native woman, we kind of very much so like locked ourselves into a small little tiny niche of how many Native women that age are even interested in being in front of a camera, and then who has experience. And so that was extremely difficult to find, but Percy did a great job, and we're off and running. She hasn't seen the film yet. She's a little nervous, and I tell you, it's okay. I'm nervous too. There's things that I could have done better and
right
need to improve on, but we're excited to get it released on the third and let people see and start commenting about it.
There you go. But that's a pretty big leap, I would say, because she's a pretty central character, if not the central character, to your film, to hire a first time actress.
Totally. And that's since day one, first movie, Turquoise Rose, our first, our male and female leads in that, never, no film experience. That's something we've been familiarized with.
Okay.
And something I believe in from day one is trying to increase our Native American actors, that pool of actors out there. And so we're continuing to do that. A few years ago, I added up and it was over 100 actors that we've given opportunities to that have a speaking part on a film that's played on a big screen. And so we continue to do that. And sometimes we take some slack, some reaction, some negative reaction for that. But I'm like, well, we have to learn, and we have to give opportunity for, if we want more actors, more Native actors out there, somebody has to give opportunity so that talent can increase and stuff. And I know there's another, Scorsese has a film out here, and I'm looking at DiCaprio, and I think that's his, 63rd film that he's been in. And it'd be interesting. Well, he had to start somewhere. He had to start with his first movie. And I'm looking at, this is Percy's first movie. And anyway, I believe strongly about that, giving opportunity. And I want to find the best actor, the best actress. And sometimes, for me, that's okay. We take a leap of faith and say, we're putting this whole movie's kind of resting on Percy's shoulders, and she did a good job.
She did. From the trailer, looks great. And of course, I guess budget is a consideration too, right? Because you don't have a Scorsese-sized budget.
Totally. Our budget couldn't even pay for food for their film.
not the catering budget, yeah.
Yeah, like not even snacks. And so, that's a challenge. That's something we're not new. We've done six now that are very low budget. And for us to be on 12 screens in November, one of the hardest times of the year where all the big movies are playing, is like, that's been a dream of mine since early on. Is, we have a Native film. Why don't we open a Native American Heritage Month in November? And so this is the first opportunity that we've had, and we hope people will come out and see the film, that we can show theater owners and show like, look, there's an interest, there's a need to get more Native films coming and playing in November when it's so extremely difficult. And so I'm feeling very blessed and very optimistic. It's taken, first movie Turquoise Rose came out in 2006, almost 20 years to get one of our films into a theater in November. And I know some other things have happened with the SAG, the writer, the actor strikes that's going on. So there's been other things that have helped us kind of like, well, here's a film that's ready to go. And that's been, so there's some of those things that have kind of given us this opportunity or, and so now I feel like we have to take advantage of it. Even this morning, I wake up to an email and there's six other theaters that are wanting us to open this weekend or next weekend. And I had to tell them I can't do it. We can push it back a few weeks just because we don't have enough human power to be able to get it in six more screens. And so it's exciting that there's others wanting us to play that are coming to me. I've never had that before of theaters reaching out to me to play our film. So I'm kind of like, is this how it usually works or what's the norm? I don't know what the normal is, but for us, it's not normal.
Right.
Exciting.
That is exciting. Well, there you go. Well, and that means more folks will get a chance to see it. So folks in Farmington and San Juan County and in Durango and Gallup, they'll be able to see it beginning this Friday then in the theaters there, right? In the Allen Theaters?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's not playing in a theater, reach out to your theaters and say you want this film to come. That's opened up some doors for us. Even if it's one or two or three people that are telling a theater, theater owners listen to their patrons, to those that are, watching movies. And when they say that, they start to hear. And when they hear that two or three or 10 or 15 or 20 times, it really makes a difference. So if we're not in a screen that's near you, tell the theater you want Touch the Water, a Holt Hamilton film. And that's been amazing because that's happened on a film I just released a few months ago and stuff. So your consumer vote, if you say it that way, is that consumer vote can make a difference in what your local theater brings to play.
Good to know. And how long of a run will you have here, Holt? Is it a couple of weeks or what have they told you?
They're giving us 1 week.
1 week.
Third through the ninth. And it depends. It always depends on, at least in my experience, that the weekend.
Right.
If it does well, like, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning theater will make a decision if they're going to keep it a second week or if it's going to end that Thursday. And then the next weekend it does the same thing. And so if we keep people coming out, then they'll keep playing it. But right now it's like, we have 1 week and that's it. We're kind of playing like that's our only hope. And then Monday we'll know if we're going to go further. So
okay.
Word of mouth is all we have. We have, we really didn't have a budget to make a film. For sure we did in Hollywood's eyes. We don't have any money to market it. And I'm not saying that's poor us. I'm just saying that's our reality. And so we're word of mouth. So thank you, Scott, for letting me be on here to share the film. And
you bet.
If you see the film, you like it, then.
Well, and I would encourage your fans of Holt Hamilton Films to share this video that we're making this morning. Social media, it's on YouTube, it's on Facebook, and that gets the word out too about what the film is about, what you have put into it, personally, and how folks can see it. So this weekend is the make or break weekend. It sounds like for Farmington and Gallup and Durango Allen Theaters.
Yes, for sure. And also for us to book other theaters, if it doesn't do well this first week, then other theaters will, because they're in it for a business side of things also.
Sure.
So
Very true. Very true. But it's very exciting. Now, I want to ask you, too, if there's any streaming possibilities after the theater run. Is that also, I know today that's also part of filmmaking, right? Is maybe to do have a streaming period after its theater release?
For sure. For sure that it'll come to streaming. That's, I don't know when that is. That's probably at least 6 months out or more, depending on how this first weekend does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our films, Hollywood opens on 3,500 screens or 4,000 in one weekend. Ours is called a limited slow rollout, limited release. And so we'll start on these 12 screens, and the six that contacted me this morning will probably go 2 or 3 weeks out or when we can book them. And then we start to slowly roll it from New Mexico, Arizona, where we're starting now. Eventually it'll get across, in my mind, hopefully it'll get across the US and up into Canada. And then once the theatrical is kind of winding down, that's when we'll go to streaming.
Sure. Makes sense. But you've got that kind of lined out, it sounds like.
Yes.
Good. That's good. Yep. Good to know. Also, I want to ask you, if you can see the sign behind you about the Worldwide Fry Bread Association, and that reminds me of one of my favorite films of yours, which is More Than Fry Bread, which I think is how we first met to talk about that film. And that film is still, I think, going pretty strong. I think it's a favorite of many.
Yeah. We haven't judged some fry bread competitions together lately. We need to get back on that.
We do. But it's another one of my favorite activities as well. But that was one of your earlier films, right? That was an early one.
Yep. That film and Turquoise Rose have been kind of the two that have kind of risen amongst the other, you know, five that we have. And it still plays. It played, I forget, somewhere earlier, a few months back. We sent it out and it played on a screen. Neat thing is Turquoise Rose, it's playing. There's an inaugural film festival that's open in Albuquerque. The city of Albuquerque is putting on. And I got a call a couple weeks ago that they wanted to play Turquoise Rose. So Turquoise Rose is going back to the big screen for a one-time screening. I think that's actually this week, too, out in Albuquerque.
Okay. Well, great. Well, again, congratulations. It's a lot of great success and recognition for your films and the films that you have produced. Is there one coming up? What's next? Is there one? It must be one that you're working on now, in addition to this one that's now being released.
Yeah, I guess this little white cabinet here, it's literally has like each one of those drawers is a film. So we have a handful. I'm looking at one that's, I'm still so like those 4 years, I'm still in the middle of like this project of getting out there. I know once we hit those theaters, making sure it's playing well that first weekend, then it's almost that sigh of relief for me. That'll be almost where I feel that closure for this project. And so I'm still have that, the weight of touch the water on my shoulders of getting out there. And so once that happens, then that's usually normally in the past, that's where now I kind of, take a deep breath of fresh air, and that's where I can really dial in. But right top of my head, yeah, we have a film that I've worked on for, I don't know, 6 years or so, writing of a story of forgiveness, also based around the Four Corners area. I'll know in a couple of weeks probably what the next one is.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted, won't you?
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Holt Hamilton, it's been great to catch up with you and visit with you about your latest film called Touch the Water, which, again, it opens this Friday at the Allen Theaters in Farmington and Durango and Cortez and Gallup, I believe. It's on all those screens and all those communities, in addition to others across New Mexico and Arizona for the most part, correct?
Yeah, it's only Durango.
We're hoping
Durango. We're hoping Cortez. So, yeah, go tell those.
Okay.
Go beg those theaters to bring the film. But I could say one quick last thing.
This of course.
Film, my vision is that I wanted to have little stickers made up that said, don't forget grandma, don't forget grandma, Che or Masani. But this is a film to bring your, go get your grandma, go get your, bring your mother, bring your dad, your grandpa to this film. I hope I have experience walking, you know, hearing people like, my grandmother hasn't been to a film for so long, but I felt like this is one that I went and got her and took her to the theater, and she cried and she loved it. And the same with, you know, hearing the same stories about grandfathers that are going to see this too. This is the film that the elders need to see. Like bring your grandma, your grandpa to the film with you. This right. is a film for them, for all of us. It's just tying that intergenerational connection together.
True. Very true. Well, I hope lots of folks will take your advice and go check it out when it opens this Friday in Farmington and Gallup, and talk to the Allens and Durango and Cortez to see about getting up there as well.
Right.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Holt, thanks so much. Continued success. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Scott. Always a pleasure.
You're really welcome. Very welcome. Thank you very much. That's Holt Hamilton, the writer and director of Touch the Water, opening in theaters this Friday. My guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.